The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Chewy, I just assume that you're feeding the birds with the bread. You're just out there crumbling it up into the and throwing it in the yard.
Mm-hmm. So I stockpile the bread in the freezer, which I get yelled at now for the wintertime when the birds don't have food.
Oh, dear. I forgot to put out that bread they brought.
We forgot to bring it in.
No, I brought it in. They never put it out.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Are you taking the ends of the bread and you're putting them in the freezer?
No, like...
Full loaves?
You know, and it drives me nuts when you... Well, all I want is a hamburger. Or maybe two, but I have to go buy 12 buns.
Oh, okay. Now he's the dad from Father of the Bride.
Where is it? I don't know. Where'd you put it?
Right over there.
Well, it's gone.
You stole the bread?
Stole. It's my bread. They didn't eat it. Why should I leave it there?
Because we brought it for them.
Apparently, it wasn't good enough for them to serve.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Now it's morphed into, like, if leftovers don't make it, I'll toss those in the field and feeding the coyotes and things like that.
Is it possible they took it back?
Who would bring a bread and take it back?
Those people, that's who. I think they're sick.
People take buses to get that ride.
Maybe they forgot to put it out.
No, they didn't forget to put it out. It's deliberate. Deliberate, I tell you!
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
Running around, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it. We all about it. They make the plans. We sit and count. Our chairs stacked just like a mountain. You heard about it. She running around. She wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it. We all about it. They
guys, I have some news.
What do you got?
Well, I'll tell you as soon as I get this microphone figured
out. Guys, I have some news.
What's that?
My meal smells like BO. I think it's time to wash.
Wash the bottle?
Smell that.
What on earth
makes
you think I'm going to smell that?
No mold.
Well, no, but you've been putting your mouth on it with it being unwashed for, I don't know.
Sorry.
Also, didn't we learn this morning that Gabe is no fun?
Me.
Gabe would do...
you're a little too close to your pits or what?
You stink? You're the smelly guy?
Allegedly.
I let him become the smelly kid. I was going to say, didn't we learn this morning Gabe's no fun? You wouldn't try the thing I wanted you to try. Dario told me the other day that there's this thing that only men can do.
Well,
and I was like, oh, pee standing up?
It's not the only thing.
He didn't say it was the only thing. He said there was a thing. And it's where you grasp your hands together in front of you. You clasp your hands together. And then you step over your hands joined with both feet. And then you're able to pull your hands up behind you and keep them clasped behind your back. And he said, according to the internet, men can do it.
Oh, the internet. The infamous internet I've heard so much about.
Yes. Well, all-knowing, apparently.
Yes.
According to the internet, men can do it, but women cannot. And I was like, that's ridiculous. First of all, feminist. Second of all, I'm the most flexible person in this family. There's no way that I'm not going to be able to do it. So I went ahead and clasped my hands in front of me. I stepped over with the right foot, and I stepped over it with the left foot. And then I got stuck at the butt. I couldn't lift my hands over my butt.
So,
Jen, we can't make kids. Although some people think you can.
Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger did.
Yeah.
Shout out Junior.
So our hips are a little narrower,
aren't
they?
Is that what it is? Is
I think so.
Hips?
It would track.
What, Dario didn't have the internet tell him why this was? Shouldn't there have been an explanation from the all-knowing, omnipotent internet?
Well, you do have the internet there in front of you.
Well, but I don't even know what to look for.
I mean, he saw it on, I think, Instagram or TikTok or one of those things that the kids are all doing. But apparently, Maybe it is the hips width. I couldn't get it over my cheeks. I was wiggling but and trying.
Proportionally, are men's arms longer than women's?
I thought.
Like, I've never heard anyone say, "Wow, that woman has long arms." Right?
I don't know, Lisa Leslie.
I mean, I have like
Rebecca Lobo. Maybe.
Yeah, but again, those are relatively tall. Like
my wingspan is very, very large.
Is it longer than your body? Because
I think it's about the same.
That's what it should be.
For most people, your wingspan is the exact same as your height.
Yeah. My wingspan is taller than my height.
Well, did you know that your neck, biceps, and calves should all be the same?
Wait, what? What width? Your neck, your biceps. Oh, my God, you guys know. My neck and
your
my biceps and my calves?
I should check it out. Mine used to be very close.
You might want to get leg day back in the rotation, pal.
No, I got calves. I don't have to do legs.
Your biceps are so much bigger than your calves.
No way. I guarantee they're not, Gabe. Ashley, get your tape measure out.
I just asked if we had one. I can't just
Telling me
no,
your bicep is as big as your calf? Look, I understand you've got... Yeah, there's no way, man.
Yeah.
There is no
you put your arms around my calf and then my biceps. My calves are bigger than
there's got to be a string. There's got to be... Use his thing.
That's what she said.
No, I'm not going to use his thing.
Stop. He's got a lanyard there on his keychain. Use the lanyard.
My hands are good enough.
All right, so Gabe is now fixing that. He's got thumb to thumb.
He's not touching.
There's a little gap.
It's called an inch?
It's about the same.
And do my neck.
What?
It's about the same.
Oh, well, this is inappropriate.
Squeeze harder.
Make the sound, Chew. Make the sound.
Well, isn't it pretty close, though?
With the Adam's apple, your neck might be a little bit thicker.
Gabe is, wow.
Am I right?
I don't think that's right for every person, though. I think it's more universal, like I said, the fingertip to fingertip. Your wingspan is usually the same as your height.
Here's the thing, guys. Chewy was right.
Chewy was right? Holy Chewy was right!
That's a science experiment if I've ever seen one, guys.
How do you explain not being able to step over your hands and swing your arms? How do you explain me not being able to do that?
I mean, the hips thing makes the most sense to me, but...
All right, I'll try it.
I'm sorry.
You are going to try it? Okay, good. Because I want somebody to be able to do it. Okay.
I'm the worst person to try this.
All right,
so
let me do it.
All right, we'll do it. Both of us got it. Somebody video this. So we got to...
No, look, he got one. Yep, Chewy's through. No, okay. You just quit. You didn't even like...
Know your limitations. Oh, I just pulled a muscle in my back.
That's what I was worried about.
Oh.
My hamstrings are so tight.
Come rub this.
Ashton, how far did you get? Did you get it? Did you do it?
I got less than one.
You couldn't get the one through? Okay.
Sort of. I got half.
Clasping him, stepping.
So, yeah, apparently the internet says that men can do this trick, but women cannot. And you have to clasp your hands like you're praying. So you clasp your hands in front of you. Then you step your one foot through your hand loop, your other foot through your hand loop. So now your hands are behind you, kind of by your knees. And then you have to lift your hands up and get them in the small of your back.
Did Dario do it pretty easily?
Pretty easily. Chase did it very easily. Like, he just... I'm 13 years old.
Yeah.
Can't
get a little more, a little more flexibility at 13. You start to lose it as you get older.
But that is not the news that I was going to tell you guys. Let me know if you find anything on the old internet over there, Gabe.
I don't even know what.
I found something about science, but it's a video, so I got to watch it first.
All right, let us know what it has to say. The news I have is I am contemplating divorce.
Whoa! That's kind of heavy to be dropping on us after we tried to...
I don't know what else to point at.
Expand.
I just felt Chewy's calf. He tried to step through his arms.
Yeah, well, if you two want to hook up and get married and make it work, go ahead. No,
that's kind of a light way, and now you're dropping this bomb on us?
Yesterday, Carson Daly announced that what saved his marriage was a divorce. And you're going, I don't think I understand the meaning of those words, or at least I don't think that you understand the meaning of those words, Mr. Carson Daly. But no, he expanded saying it's a sleep divorce. A sleep divorce is what has led to his marriage being saved. What is a sleep divorce? A sleep divorce is where the husband sleeps in one room and the wife sleeps in the other room. And I am seriously contemplating this as an option because they say that sleep is super important. They say that sleep contributes to how you go about your day and your successes and stress and all of those things that contribute, obviously, to whether or not you have a good day or a bad day. And when Dario snores, I wake up 2 and 3, 4 times a night. And when he doesn't snore or he doesn't sleep next to me, I sleep beautifully, peacefully, lovely. I wake up thinking, what a wonderful world, instead of who am I going to smother with this pillow? So I'm considering this idea of us sleeping in separate bedrooms because Carson Daly came out yesterday saying that this is what saved his marriage. That they were struggling to sleep next to each other in the beds. There wasn't enough room. He has sleep apnea, which means he was snoring. They were kicking each other, blah, 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 blah. But now they've been doing this for 3 years. 3 years, right? 2019, back in 2019. Started sleeping in separate bedrooms. Boom, everything's been great. Yay, nay, into it, no?
You don't need to. All you need is a squirt gun. And no one buys into my theory. When I grew up, I had five brothers. Small house. We all had to share rooms. No, sometimes two, three. That was the middle of six. So anytime any one of them snored, you just take your old squirt gun out.
Are you talking like the little plastic one that has just a little spurt? Are we talking?
No, not a super soaker. Just a regular one. So if he continues to do it, then you put a little vinegar in there. That got him to stop. Because he would train himself to, when he snored, he would catch it because he knew what was coming and he'd roll over. I'm telling you, it works. It's great.
So you're saying, as opposed to sleeping in separate rooms, I should just get a little squirt gun. The kids have the little pew pew pew, like you said, with the tiny streams of water, right? They play with them out in the yard. I should just start what is he, a cat? What is he, a cat that's like going after the table scraps or something?
See,
like,
I don't snore a lot, but there's no way I'm in another bedroom because I really think Angie enjoys beating me at night. I'm serious.
Is it because you're snoring?
Yeah.
Well, but she enjoys that.
She does.
And your point is you wouldn't want to take that joy away from her?
No, she doesn't want to take the joy away from herself, because I really think she enjoys it.
Is that why you're wearing long sleeves all the time? You had some bruises underneath there?
No, she hits me on the chest.
Oh, okay.
She's very good at CPR.
So that's the issue. That means she's waking up in order to do that. Doesn't that bother her that she's waking up? Like, in this scenario, in this potential solution, you get to sleep soundly through the night.
I think it's like screaming into a pillow or hitting a pillow for her. It's a stress reliever. I mean, you can hit me pretty hard.
Yeah.
And she's taken videos of it before, and it's coming from the top rope, Gabe.
Wait, she's taken videos of her slugging you, or she's taken videos of the snoring? Because I've taken videos of the snoring before, because you almost need proof of, look, this is what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. Because when you're approaching somebody and trying to convince them that they are snoring at night, I think sometimes you need visual evidence. Sometimes you need to be like, this is how it sounds, you know? Like, good for you that you can sleep through it, but I can't. So Carson Daly comes out yesterday saying that since 2019, he and his wife have been sleeping in separate beds. And I'm thinking this might be a solution, guys.
But whose decision is it, though? Yours or his?
I mean, I think it's...
I mean, he's getting booted, so he's got to be agreeing to getting booted, right?
I don't know if he's agreeing. So here's what I will tell you. For the last two nights, he has just voluntarily slept in the spare bedroom. Because I mentioned it this past weekend, I was like, I was up several times in the middle of the night. And we tried a thing where I like gently reach over and just kind of like touch him on the shoulder or touch him on the face or touch him in the, you know what I mean? Like,
did that get progressively more violent? Like, it starts with a gentle touch. And then eventually you graduate to what Angie's doing of the just...
There are times where I want to take the pillow and I want to scream into it, right? Like, because he's over there and, like, sometimes it's, like, very quick. He'll resolve it and he'll stop snoring and he'll roll over on his side and I'll be like, okay.
I think if you make it comfortable for him.
And 10 minutes later, we're back.
Right? Maybe put a TV in there if there's no TV.
What are you doing here? We're negotiating? What are you talking, about?
He's essentially getting booted out of his bed.
What if I get booted out of the bed? What if I
would
go
you
sleep?
Go?
No.
Yeah, here we go.
Then what do we? Yeah. So we're trying to help you negotiate.
So
here.
A new comforter, new pillows, maybe a TV, maybe mini fridge. I mean, this is negotiable.
Yeah.
Dario, if you're listening, you got a huge opportunity right here.
Writing down what you want, pal.
800-990-3776. That's our first Midwest Bank talk and text line. Let me know what you think. Carson Daly and his wife have been sleeping in separate beds since 2019. He says it has saved their marriage. He's a snorer, has sleep apnea. She is not. And they are both getting sound sleep for the last 3 years. 800-990-3776. We'll get to your calls and reaction right after this.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So I'm probably on the plus side. I eat pretty healthy. Although I do love a nice hot dog.
Yeah, so hot dog, burgers.
Leave hot dogs alone, University of Michigan, for
most,
crying out loud.
Yeah, worry about football.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Thank you.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Would you be into a sleep divorce? Would your spouse or partner be into a sleep divorce? Let us know. 800-990-3776. Carson Daly from the Today Show, also of MTV fame, if you recall. Back in the day, I used to watch Carson Daly on Total Recall. Wait, Total Request Live. Total Recall.
Total Recall.
That's
Recall 2 weeks.
Total Recall is the other thing with three things.
Movie. The other thing with three things. Let's get to John in West Bend. John, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Jen, I am the Dario in our house, and I snore with passion. And, of course, when I'm woken up, the argument is I wasn't even snoring. And I understand what you're facing. We've moved past the gentle touch of the shoulder and face to a aggressive hard shake, which does not go well either. I have foam positioned so I stay on my side, because if I roll onto my back, I fire up the Husqvarna. My wife has insomnia, so what happens is,
oh man,
she wakes up and is unable to fall back asleep, and 2 seconds later, I'm back out, dead to the world. So I completely understand what you're trying to do. And I say yes, and I think you'll have great success. Chewy is correct that if you make that room very comfortable as far as a good bed, maybe a TV, it makes the transition easier. But I would also say get his snoring checked out, because the sleep apnea is a much larger risk, as Chewy knows with Reggie.
Sure.
That's the big thing that you got to check out. And that's what I'm trying to figure out. If it's positional sleep apnea, meaning when I'm on my side, I don't snore, but if I'm on back, I can. So if I can keep myself on my side, we're in a better place. But yes, many nights we sleep in separate rooms, and it's mainly me moving out just to stay here to give her a night's sleep, because when you wake up in the morning and you look at her and go, oh, yeah, I snored last night. Oh, yeah.
Is it that obvious? Thank you, John. Appreciate the call.
Firing up the Husqvarna.
There is a long list of literature on the internet of people who talk about how sleep almost ruined their marriage, or sleep did ruin their marriage, or an inability to sleep ruined their marriage. What?
Who goes to who for a little...
I mean, that's something you got to figure out, right?
Because there's nothing better than going into a hotel and getting two queens just for the two of it, because one's the workbench and one's the sleep bench. Right?
Chewy's right.
Am I right or wrong?
Chewy was right.
I tried to argue.
Chewy was right.
There's nothing better. I don't know that there's nothing better, but
the
holy
bench.
I ain't sleeping in no spot.
Oh, God. Reaction on the first Midwest Bank talk and text line. 800. How many is he counting?
I love the head shake.
Is he counting ceiling tiles yet? 800-990-3776. Tim, the trash man in Milwaukee, saying, I think it's a great idea. My wife and I sleep in separate rooms because I snore, and I have to get up for work at 4 a.m. It's been 2 years now. We both sleep great. Lots of people weighing in on this. Unnamed in the 414 saying, my wife and I have been sleep divorced for 5 years because I snore. We have a 4-year-old and a 9-year-old, and the world is crazy. Why be mad without good sleep when you can be happier with sleep? Oh, that's Snores in Cudahy. Does he really want to be called Snores in Cudahy?
I kind of like that.
I'll put that on the list, Snores in Cudahy. Would you guys be open to this? Gabe, would you be open to this? Are you a snorer?
I am not a snorer. So would I be open to it if it was? Yeah, absolutely. Because, yeah, sleep is, like, because you can tell, like, when you don't have that good night's sleep, that you're just kind of dragging that next day. You're a little bit more agitated. So, yeah, I mean, luckily it's not a problem for us because I don't snore. She doesn't snore.
Why is it men that snore? Do women snore?
I'm on it.
I'm sure some women snore.
Do you?
No. And if I do, well, maybe.
Would you admit it?
Well, here's the thing. Dario says occasionally I do snore, but I think it's usually like alcohol assisted.
Yes.
Right? Like, sure. I think everybody kind of, when you have a few pops and you fall asleep.
I think everybody at some point has snored in their life.
Right. But consistently every night, no. Traditionally, no. Not a snorer. 800-990-3776. Carson Daly says that he and his wife are sleep divorced. They have been since 2019, and that now they both sleep great. And look, guys, we know now, maybe not when you were playing, Chewy. I'm not sure how much of an emphasis it was, but we now know, we have all the literature and the research to tell us how important sleep is. Like how your body goes through like the regenerative process when you're sleeping, and it's you heal so much when you're sleeping. And so if you're not getting like that chunk, and it's different for everybody, but it's at least like a 3 to 4 hour chunk of REM sleep that you got to get. So if you're constantly being awoken and interrupted, you're not getting into that deep restorative sleep.
Especially aging. They say lack of sleep and stress ages you the most. Heard that?
You're a doctor. I mean, you're the one who's gone through 20 years of medical training, so I just kind of blindly trust what you say at this point.
Am I correct, Ash?
Well, I was looking up the if men snore more than women, and they do, according to snorelab.com, which for all intents and purposes is pretty reputable. 40% of men in the world have reported that they snore to only 20% of men. Part of that is because of the way that...
20% of women?
That's what I said. And thank you, Gabe. Part of that is because men's airways are more primed for snoring, is what this article
what
says.
What does that mean, more primed
for snoring?
It means
their airway anatomy. That men have more soft tissue. Men have upper airways that collapse more, whatever that means. Men have more fat on their neck.
What, the feminist in you is offended that men snore more than women?
Yeah, that was kind of a...
You know. What do you mean men snore more?
No, I just didn't understand.
Snore just as well.
I just didn't understand like what you meant about what was different about it, right? Like I imagine that the equipment is mostly the same. Because we're doing most of the same things with that part of our body, right?
Sure.
So I assume that it was very...
But, I mean, should we...
Let it go. Yeah.
We're off to a hell of a start today, Ash.
You are off to a hell of a start. The rest of us have been able to navigate away from the quicksand pretty effectively.
Somebody got some good sleep last night.
Yeah, I slept great.
Feeling good this morning.
Yeah. I can't believe
he's sharp.
The workbench and the sleep bench. 800-990-3776. Let's get out to Chris in Germantown. Chris, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. The sleep divorce thing isn't like the hugest thing in the world. I mean, I snore and I have snored. And then once I got older, I gained a little weight and I started snoring worse. And I would repeatedly get kicked, you know, every, 20 to 30 minutes and, not be very happy about that. So
that's pretty regularly there, Chris.
It was pretty regularly. So, so I sleep in a different bed. It was not my choice. But that's what happened. So, I had turbinate reduction surgery for my nose. I had balloon sinuplasty for my nose. Ooh. I did the mouthpiece. Tried the CPAP machine. Couldn't handle it. And then what ended up happening was I ended up losing 30 pounds from, diet and exercise. And now my snoring is very minimal. So
are you back in the bed?
Just one of those things. So, no, I'm not, because I would wake up with a sore back and sore neck, and I just realized after sleeping on a different bed that bed upstairs is too soft for me. So it's, I wake up with a sore neck. If I sleep on a firmer bed, I'm fine. So I guess I could come back at any time. I just haven't, because I think the only option is to get like a Sleep Number bed where it's adjustable. And those cost a lot of money, so maybe next year.
Chris, I got a question for you. Chewy asked this earlier. Yeah. I just want to make sure we're doing an effective follow-up here. If you wanted to initiate the... who initiates the...
Well, there's home games and road games. So,
I love the road.
you've established... Well, you're a big fan of the neutral site.
Yeah. Well, there's a practice field in the game.
I asked her to do that, so I'm good with it.
So many euphemisms this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We got to take a break here on the show. 800-990-3776. We're talking about the sleep divorce. Now, I know Terry's weighing in saying women do snore. I appreciate that. Yes, I do think that women snore as well. Ryan McGuanago saying, my wife and I did this because of my snoring. She liked the independence so much, we're no longer married, and now I am happy again.
Okay.
Hey, Ryan wants us to celebrate that, so we will go ahead and do that for you this morning, Ryan. All right, we'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Be right back after this.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
As soon as I tap you, that's what silent count is. You kind of goose his ass. And
you what?
You goose his ass. That's silent count. When you feel the goose, then you go to the gander.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. Carson Daly said sleeping in separate rooms has saved his marriage and given him better sleep. Would you consider doing this with your significant other? Go ahead and give us a vote on that. Let us know what you think. 800-990-3776. We'll be reacting, taking your reaction all morning long here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Another big story happening in the world of sports, and there are not that many of them, as you know. Wimbledon going on across the pond. Serena Williams loses yesterday, guys. Serena Williams back. She had torn hamstring in 2021. She was back, her first match in about a year, maybe a little over a year. She's 40 years old now, guys. She lost 7-5, 1-6, 7-6, tie-breaking third, to Harmony Tan, who you might not recognize the name because Harmony Tan is ranked 115th in the world. This was a devastating blow. This was a big upset yesterday in the world of Wimbledon and sports. And it made me wonder, Chu, if we have seen the very best of Serena Williams, if she is, by all intents and purposes, done.
I think it'd be a good time for her to exit stage left. She was asked that question, actually, and said she didn't know. But she handled herself great, you know? But I think I mean, we see it with so many athletes that just hang on too long. Perfect time to go. 40 for a tennis player? I mean, most of them retire at, what, 28?
Well, and especially when you take a look at the world of women's sports, like the women who last till 40, it's certainly not like men, because a lot of women, once they decide that they want to have families, kind of put their athletic career on hold, you know, to go through pregnancy and all that. So she's had to go through that, tries to make that comeback. I wonder if she decides to give it one more go at the U.S. Open. Like, have your last match. And I know she's had so much success at Wimbledon. She's won so many times over there. But just to have one last hurrah, one last run at it in your home country.
But say, this is it. This is my last. So they can give her the proper send-off.
Sure.
Right? Now's a good time to do it. Is she the greatest female athlete of all time? I would say yes.
No questions asked, I think. I don't think there's any question about Serena being the best. And in fact, she has taken umbrage with the female tag being put on there, because I think she believes that she deserves consideration amongst the men as well. I mean, what does she have, like 23?
Yeah,
I think
23.
I saw 23 Grand Slam singles titles. You know, like, if that doesn't put you in contention for the best athlete ever, the GOAT. And I'm glad you bring that up, Chewy, because that was my thought, was like, maybe we allowed exceptions for the greatest of all time. We're over here going, yeah, Brady, come back if you want. Tom Brady, who has all the trophies, he's proven that he's the greatest of all time at that position. And we kind of give him the leash. We give him the allowance of, you make your decision. You let us know when you want to walk away. Shouldn't that same courtesy extend to Serena if she's the greatest?
He finished second in the MVP voting last year, which means...
Yeah. It'd be different if she just made a run and finished second at Wimbledon. Then we're like, oh, yeah, she still has it. Let's go.
If Brady goes out this year and throws 22 picks and 18 touchdowns, then it's like, all right. Move on.
Left.
Go away.
But even so, wouldn't you still give him the benefit of the doubt? Like, we gave the benefit of the doubt to Peyton Manning. We gave him the benefit of the doubt, right? He was sucking.
But he was good until that last year. Like, once he had that really bad year,
because he had the touchdown record, right? The year before?
I think the year before, or the year before that. I mean, he was really good. The first three seasons he was in Denver. The last season, he stunk. they won the title, so he was able to ride off into the sunset after that last year. But I think he was done no matter what, and I think he knew he was done no matter what.
And look, it's very rare that that happens. It's very rare mm-hmm. that you can go out on top. We talk about that every year when guys are trying to make decisions. We've even talked about it with regards to Aaron Rodgers. If he were to win a title this year with Green Bay, we wouldn't be surprised at all if he said, that's it, that's the final chapter, I'm riding off into the sunset and starting the next phase of my life as well. Who are some athletes, though, Chu, who you think need to exit stage left? Who are some people who have hung on too long, have been around too long, and you're like, okay, bye-bye, we're done with you, we don't need to see you anymore?
Pujols.
I was not expecting Pujols to be right out of the gate.
I mean...
Well, I have to look up Pujols'
numbers.
He's
allegedly 40, right?
Do you say allegedly with anybody of, like, the Dominican, like, that background? No,
have you seen the man run? I think Homer looks like he's faster.
And he's 42 now.
I apologize.
What about Westbrook? Because he was embarrassing this year.
But, like, with Westbrook, you just kind of know what he is.
I just don't want the Karl Malone, and who was on that Lakers team, hanging around to get a ring.
Rick, like, Fox.
Well, but I don't know if Russ is hanging around to get a ring, because he just opted in for $47 million.
Yeah, but he thinks he's still relevant, and he's not.
And it's just tough to walk away from $47 million when it's guaranteed, so you kind of opt in.
Phil?
I mean, he hasn't played good golf since he won the PGA. And he wasn't playing good golf leading up to the PGA. So, he's still relevant, though. People still love him, even though he's not good anymore.
Who else? Fitzgerald? He still hasn't retired.
So, Larry officially retired. Was that just last year was his first year?
I think it was last year, because he was still talking about maybe hanging around on a team and looking for a job.
Because the problem, and I would agree with that, like, make a decision, man. Like, either, you know, bleep or get off the pot. You can't have 1 foot in, 1 foot out. So he's actually been done since 2020 was his last year. But 21 would have been, yeah. So that, but it felt like it was forever ago at this point.
What constitutes having 1 foot in and 1 foot out? And this came up when we were talking about Aaron Rodgers just recently. He did the match. They were asking him about retirement and what, you know, his thoughts were on that. And he was saying, yeah, you think about it, you know. And then people were saying, whoa, 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 no, don't think about it. I think Tausch has famously said, once you start thinking about it, you may as well go ahead and take the full step.
But he's in. And he said he is in. For 2022, Aaron Rodgers is in. Larry just took 2021 off. And it seemed like every 4 weeks it'd be like, oh, Larry, maybe Larry, yeah, maybe, but like, Larry, 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 Larry. Like, I don't think you can, and maybe you can talk about this, too. I know Gronk did it, but Gronk was much younger when he took a year off.
Yeah.
I don't think Larry Fitzgerald, after taking age 38 off, is going to come back at age 39 and suddenly be a productive NFL wide receiver.
But like Brett.
That being said, Green Bay, look into this guy, because we need bodies.
But like Brett, you know, he was talking about retirement forever. But he did it at the right time, actually. He had that great year where he loses in the NFC Championship game against Minnesota.
When he retired for
good.
And
then he came back the next year, and the record was already done for consecutive starts, and he was not good. And he hung it up, right? He probably could. Someone would have took him.
Oh, 100%. But he didn't know until he got knocked out on the frozen field that was TCF Bank Stadium, because that was the same year that the dome of the Metrodome collapsed.
Right. Yeah.
So they had to play like a Monday or a Tuesday night on a frozen field at the University of Minnesota, and he got knocked out. And that's when he said he knew, was after that game.
So are you trying to tell me that Serena should walk away, or do you think, like...
I think she should announce that, like, okay, this is going to be... Because she deserves a send-off, right?
100%.
Just announce that, hey, I'm going to be done. I'm going to play in this. Give her the proper farewell.
Okay.
How hard is it?
Thank you. That's exactly what I was going to say, Gabe.
So we saw Brett do it, because Brett retired, came back, and then he retired, and he came back. And then he finally, okay, all right, this one's for real. And then because he did that, we still had to deal with Brett Favre, like, rumors. Oh, he might come back. He might come back. So when you are like Brett, like Serena, I think of Jerry Rice, who played for...
That was...
You know what I'm saying? Like, he just couldn't... When you are one of the greatest to ever do what you've done, how hard is that to let go? Because...
Probably hard, but the problem with all these superstars...
Identity.
The problem with all these superstars, all they have is yes men around them. Oh, yeah, you should come back. You should definitely come back.
Well, that's because
come back.
If you
know, someone should sit there and say, dude, when it's over, it's over.
Well, because the yes men are probably financially dependent. Correct. On these people, yes, continuing to go. Yes.
There's so much of a fear of the unknown there, guys. There's so much of, I don't know what that next frontier looks like. I don't know what's out there, what coyotes are skittering through the woods, to use Chewy's story yesterday, yeah, from his backyard Animal Planet. But I think that's all part of it, is that I don't know what this next phase is going to be. Some of the guys have done a really good job of setting themselves up for that next phase. I think we're seeing that with Brady. I think we're seeing that he's got his hands in all of these things that he wants to do when he finally does decide to hang it up. But ultimately, it should be the athlete's decision, shouldn't it? Mm-hmm. Look, and that doesn't happen very often. A lot of times the game retires you, whether that's via injury or it humbles you to the point where your numbers aren't stacking up. I pulled up the list of Albert Pujols' statistics. Like, what do you want from this guy? 244 in 2019, 224 in 2020, 198 in 2021. Right now, I think he's hitting 198. Like, at what point does his batting average say, hey, buddy, time to hang it up. Time to walk away. Time to say bye-bye.
It kind of seems like the Cardinals are going to have to retire him, right?
Yeah.
Like they're just going to have to, the same way that the Brewers more or less just retired Lorenzo Cain. You know, Cain's numbers weren't good. They designated him for assignment. They let him get to that 10-year major league service time before they did it. But, I mean, maybe Lorenzo, I can't imagine Lorenzo's going to play
again.
Let
me ask you this, because it's always bothered me. Why didn't Braun get another shot somewhere else?
I don't think he wanted it.
Yeah, because even at the time when he was in trade rumors, it was send me to L.A. or I'm staying or I'm retiring. That was it. It's always been let me go to L.A. where I'm from or let me stay here in Milwaukee where I've built a life.
You talk about zero fanfare for a guy who was...
I will say, I always felt bad for the way Braun's thing ended.
Yeah, but he didn't... I mean, when his last year, they didn't know if it was his last year or not. You know, he wasn't the Mariano Rivera, the Derek Jeter, who at the beginning of the year said, yep, this is it. This is all for me. And then you get the farewell tour. Braun didn't
do that. Where do you put him, Gabe? But where do you put him as far as best Brewers to ever have played for the franchise?
Top five.
Yeah, he's top five for sure.
Did he even get a send-off?
Not really. I mean,
why?
They did.
I don't understand why. That's always bothering me.
Yeah, we've talked about this. But
they did a Ryan Braun day.
But it was because of the timing of it.
On Tuesday?
But baseball stadiums didn't have fans because of the COVID thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, so there was this whole, like, there was it was bad timing. That's what we kind of chalked it up to for Ryan Braun. It wasn't so much like, hey, we don't want to honor this guy. Hey, we don't want to celebrate what he has meant to the organization. It was, we have COVID where there's nobody around. And then it was like, hey, is he going to come back? Is he not going to come back? And he was kind of like, well, you guys let me know if you need me. And then that never materialized. And then it was like, okay. And he's got a bunch of kids at home as well. I think he's enjoying kind of being a dad, talking about that next phase.
If they would have put in the universal designated hitter last year, I think he comes back in 21 and gets that send off.
Totally agree. Like, okay. I'm looking at his numbers right now. Like, he was still productive enough throughout his contract when a lot of people were saying bad things about when he signed his extension after the steroid thing, but he was still productive enough to where he was still a quote unquote feared hitter. I think you give him one more year, give him the universal DH, he would have been fine. They kept trying to put him at first base. They kept trying to stick him in the outfield again. It was never going to work.
I think, look, when you're an athlete, you're obviously competitive and you have made your career on proving people wrong for the most part, right? Whether it's being a baseball player who everybody says, oh, what are the odds of you actually making it to the major leagues? And so, you have that in your head of like, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. And it's very hard to turn that voice off even when Father Time is starting to indicate that you cannot do it. But also all of the advances we're seeing in medicine and technology, there are reasons why guys are being able to play a lot longer in their career. So you sit there and go, well, if I just do the red light therapy, if I just eat the good diet, if I just make sure I go to the masseuse every week or every day, not Deshaun Watson masseuse, but you know, the person that's going to take care of you. Yeah, 42, 43. 44.
Like 110 in their game. I don't know, man. You and I both start counting.
Yeah,
the point is, you got all of these things that now make it so it's easier to play longer. And look, it depends on the position, right? We would make the argument that it's easier to play quarterback longer because of the rules that have been instated in those sports. It's easier to be a pitcher longer into your career. Jamie Moyer played, it seems like, until he was 64.
Yeah, I mean, and I would even make the argument too, I mean, we were just talking about Larry. I mean, Larry played into his late 30s because wide receivers going over the middle, you can't absolutely
hit him in the head.
tee off on them the way safeties used to when you played.
800-990-3776. Who are the athletes who need to exit stage
took
some hits left?
In that Super Bowl.
I what?
Like, I just oh, like, yeah, I got it. Watching that game back, and I know we talked about it yesterday, but like there was, you made, I mean, it was a hell of a catch. A little behind you, Brett kind of hung you out to dry, but you caught it with one hand, and Atwater absolutely teed off on you, and you somehow still held on to the ball, popped right up, started licking your lips after. That was kind of weird, but you know, whatever.
Weird. I don't know.
Like every time they showed a close-up of you on the Super Bowl, you were just licking your lips. Just
really?
Yeah, it was weird.
Huh.
Maybe it's a nervous tic.
Maybe it hurt.
Nah. We'll be right back after this.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Why are
you looking it up?
I did look it up, you idiot. The hotness from horseradish comes from something I can't pronounce.
Which is horse crap.
You are full of horse crap.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Chewy on ESPN Milwaukee. Apparently, Ashton does bake. I've heard rumors. The narrative is, his reputation is, that he's a bit of a baker. But I've never seen any evidence to support that claim.
False.
That is false.
Why?
I've seen Jen eat some of the things that Ashton
baked. Thank you, Gabe.
What have I eaten?
Also, you follow me on Instagram, and I see you can see the stories.
You could make that up. Photoshop.
Please. Like, I have that much time. Or effort.
You photoshopped Chewy into a picture
of us.
That
I cared about that. That's
he very crudely.
But the point is, he just said, like, I have that kind of time.
Well,
and I'm thinking,
that's the type of Photoshop he has time
thank you.
For.
Thank
so
you
he
know,
puts
Gabe,
me
you
in
tomorrow.
A dead guy's suit. Looks like a suit a dead guy's going to wear with my head atop of it.
The way Jen was feeling about you missing the picture, I thought you were going to be a dead man.
Well, you're a terrible baker, number one.
Whoa!
Because you
whoa!
Put,
whoa!
You
whoa.
Don't put chocolate chips in banana bread.
Yes,
banana
you do.
Bread stands alone.
No, you put chocolate chips in as many
no.
things as you can because everybody loves chocolate chips.
I think I agree with Ashton on this one. I think you put chocolate chips in anything you can
no.
put chocolate chips in. Pretty much.
I'm
yep.
putting this on the poll. Does everyone like chocolate chips? Like, everyone likes chocolate
like, if
chips.
You could put chocolate chips into a steak... I would
no,
eat that.
No.
Ever heard of
right,
mole?
Let's not go that far.
You don't think
Jen.
Banana bread stands alone?
No, yeah, banana bread.
But chocolate chips just
banana
dominate
bread.
Them.
It
nah,
does.
It's a bad decision.
It's a nice little,
no.
you know.
No.
But okay. The flavors play well together.
What else do chocolate chips ruin, Chewy, for you? I like it just enhances
pancakes,
everything. No, it enhances pancakes.
No, it doesn't. No.
Chocolate chip pancakes are delicious.
A muffin, chocolate chips, they enhance muffins.
I'll tell you what, I take chocolate chips over raisins every day of the week.
No doubt.
Well, who puts raisins in pancakes?
Who puts raisins in anything? Raisins are horrible.
They're grapes.
Raisins are fine. They're nature's candy.
No. Nature needs to get out of the candy business then, okay, Ashley?
That's very honest. True. Yeah. Nature doesn't know what they're talking about when
Man
it comes to candy.
Man can handle the candy, okay? Nature, you handle the fruits, all right?
Yeah, you handle the fruits
it was
and
just
veggies.
A bad
we'll
decision,
take it from there.
You know?
Are you
chocolate
saying,
chips have their place.
It's are you the, saying you didn't enjoy the banana
I won't
bread?
Eat it.
He didn't
he
eat
refused.
It.
You didn't even try a bite?
Nope.
Oh my
nope.
gosh. It's actually very good.
Mm-mm.
Nah, I ate his piece.
You ate his piece?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Mm. Good for you.
In fairness, I said you two should split it, and Gabe said nah.
That's what you get for showing
yeah,
up late, Jen.
That's fair point.
Although someone stole my peaches, and I'm not real happy.
Wait, what?
Well, they weren't your peaches.
Well, there were six. Now there's three.
Peaches? What?
Yeah.
Who got peaches?
Well, there were peaches that were sitting out on the
don't
table.
Don't tell her where they're at.
I'm not going to tell her where they're not at now.
Yeah, don't tell her they're on Gabe's desk.
They're ripening. Ripening?
In ripening. The bag.
Getting ripe?
Yeah,
ripening.
You have to keep them in the bag,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
I hate having to do that, by the way, guys. I hate having to time out my vegetables and my fruits. Like
avocado, bananas.
Avocado is the biggest... Ugh, it's the worst. You never know until you slice it open.
Correct.
Well, no, you can squeeze it.
But
I can squeeze
so,
anything.
It's
again,
a little firm. You don't want that. A little bit softer.
Yeah, some
so
like
sometimes I've been fooled, though.
That's
sometimes
right.
I think
Sand.
I get a nice squeeze and I go, ooh, this one should be good. Open it up. Nope, it's brown. Get a nice squeeze. Oh, I don't know about this one. Probably brown. Nope, perfect. Like, it's an inexact science on the avocado. Banana, same thing. Like, you're trying to time out. And it's very hard to guess what the family's going to be into on a week-to-week basis. Like, sometimes they want only bananas. My girls will eat a banana at every meal. And other times, bananas are the worst thing ever. Now I've got four sitting up there rotting, and that's when we make banana bread with chocolate chips.
Have you ever, so melons, obviously you got to wait for those to ripen
love
as well.
Melon.
Chewy, do you seem like the guy, because I've got a friend who does this, who does the knocking method mm-hmm. on the melon. I mean, I don't know. Like, I'll see him put it up to his ear, start knocking. Nope, that one's not right. I don't know what he's listening for, but the dude's record on picking out melons is nearly immaculate. I got to imagine you have
I'm good at picking out melons. You got to use both hands. You know, Tiger?
Yep.
That person out, two tight ends. It's kind of, you got to go to the grocery store and do that. You get some funny looks, but hey.
And whatever
most
it takes,
times it works.
Whatever it takes
right?
to get a couple of good melons.
Yeah. But wait a minute. Why do you have to use two hands? Are you telling me
that you want to see, A, if they're fake, and they're not really, are they cantaloupes?
Every once in a while, yeah.
Yeah.
Every
you
once
run
in a while, you just get that fake
one.
Melon. You don't
you
want to be dealing with those fake melons.
So you'd rather have melons over peaches?
I have a feeling we're talking about two very different things here, okay?
Really?
When I go to Costco, there's usually no fake melons in the produce department, but all of a sudden, now I'm going to have to be considering that.
Yeah, I mean, probably because you're not using both hands. You don't realize there's a couple of fake ones.
Yeah.
Why
and amongst the
are
real
you
ones.
Knocking on the melons? What are you? Oh, hello, Mrs. Doubtfire over there. Like, what are you expecting to hear when you knock on a melon?
I don't know. I just know it's a method.
I've found
seen,
an article.
Yeah, I've seen my buddy do it. Again, he'll hold it up and the way, like, again, any melon I've ever seen this man pick out, it's been ripe.
All
and
right,
it's been nearly.
Ashley,
perfect.
Let me ask you a question.
Uh oh, I'm listening.
Do all fruit float?
I don't understand the question.
If you threw a piece of fruit in water,
sounds
you know
like
apples
a David
float.
Letterman bit we're about to try here.
You know apples ooh. Float, right?
I don't know that. Is that true?
Well, how do you bob?
Do bananas
apples?
Float?
No chance. Do all fruits float? Well, depends on the density, according to the internet.
Okay,
well give me some fruit that floats.
What are some of the denser
all right,
fruits?
Well, in general, apples,
chewy.
Apples, bananas, lemons, oranges, pears, and zucchinis will float. However, avocados, potatoes, and mangoes will sink.
What about tomatoes?
Great question. Don't have the answer.
Huh.
I'm thinking that they would float. If I had to guess, I would say that they're a floater. There's something.
I hate floaters.
If it's about the density, then I feel like tomatoes have that like area in the space between that'll keep them up. Keep them up in the water.
Melons float. They're hollow in the middle. Right?
Well, from what I've seen,
can
most,
we just
most
clarify?
Melons will float.
What melons are we talking about again here, guys? Okay, I don't want to give the wrong answer based on assuming we're talking about one kind of melon when we're clearly talking about the other kind
Jen,
of melon.
We have been talking about melons.
Oh, I know.
Very consistently.
Mm-hmm.
And
the
if you haven't been able
float?
To pick up on which kind of melons, that's on you.
Ashy?
Yeah, nuts float.
Even better when they're waxed.
Less friction.
Clean it up.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah.
Chewy and I are trying to have a wholesome family discussion.
About melons.
Yeah, you got to pick out right ones.
Delicious banana
kind of
bread, Ashy. Good job. Will you be selling this on the food truck?
Potentially.
That'd be a good little, right? That'd be a good little dessert. Wrap them up in some cellophane.
There will be a sweets corner on the food truck for certain events.
I think we need to okay the menu before he goes into biz.
You can't be trusted.
That's not a terrible idea.
Okay.
What do you mean that's not a terrible idea?
It's not a good idea, but it's not terrible. Whatever the middle is, it's fine.
Way to just walk the fence there, buddy. Good
what
job. All right, listen, we got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Second hour rolls on right after this.